a raga that skips its own home note on the way up. That is not a flaw. That is a deliberate artistic choice, and it is one of the first things that makes Rag Yaman so fascinating, Jayant. Yaman belongs to the Kalyan Thot, the parent scale framework that defines its swara architecture. It uses all seven notes, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, making it what musicians call sampurna, or complete. Yet in practice, the ascending movement often omits sa, and sometimes reduces the emphasis on pa. That tension between the full framework and the selective path through it is the living heart of this rag. Think of Yaman as a painting, where the artist deliberately leaves the center of the canvas untouched at first. The eye is drawn around the edges, to ni, ri, and ga, before the full picture reveals itself. The common ascending form goes ni, ri, ga, tivra, ma, pa, da, ni, sa. Notice it begins on ni, not sa. The descent is more direct, sa, ni, da, pa, tivra, ma, ga, ri, sa. Because of those ascending omissions, scholars sometimes describe Yaman in practice as adaf sampurna, rather than strictly sampurna sampurna. Now, the key idea here is that a raga is not just a collection of pitches, it is a framework of rules about ascent, descent, characteristic phrases, and expressive treatment. Yaman's identity lives in how you move through its notes, not merely which notes exist. The single most defining element of Yaman is the tivra medium, the sharp or raised form of ma. Every other note in Yaman is shuddha, meaning natural. Sa, re, ga, pa, dha, and ni all appear in their standard forms. That one sharpened ma changes everything. For example, if you replace tivra ma with shuddha ma, you are no longer in Yaman. You have crossed into a different musical territory entirely. That means tivra ma is not just a note, it is the identity marker of the rag. It gives Yaman its luminous, slightly elevated quality, that sense of light stretching across an open evening sky. Yaman is also known by the names Kalyan, Iman, Imen, and Iman across different regional and historical traditions. But the tivra ma remains constant across all of them. Yaman is traditionally performed in the evening, specifically during the early quarter of the night, roughly 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That timing is not arbitrary. The emotional character of a rag and its prescribed performance window are considered deeply connected in Hindustani classical music. Descriptions of Yaman consistently associate it with serenity, peace, devotion, and a graceful, luminous quality, all of which align with that transitional hour when daylight softens and the night has not yet fully arrived. The vadi, or principal note, is ga. The samvadi, or secondary prominent note, is ni. The relationship between ga and ni anchors the rag's expressive core. A commonly cited Yaman phrase is ni re ga, followed by a gentle return toward re or sa. That small melodic gesture, Jayant, carries the emotional signature of the entire rag. Remember this, Yaman should never be reduced to a Western major scale. Both share a similar pitch set, but Yaman's identity arises from phrase order, note emphasis, ornamentation, and the specific treatment of ascent and descent. The structures look alike on paper. They feel entirely different in sound. Yaman is widely used as an introductory rag for students of Hindustani classical music, and now you understand why. Its framework is complete, all seven swaras present. Its rules are clear enough to teach, yet rich enough to sustain a lifetime of exploration. The tivra madhyam gives it an unmistakable identity. The vadi-samvadi pair of ga and ni gives it emotional direction. The ascending omission of sa creates forward momentum rather than a settled beginning. The takeaway from this lecture is precise. Rag Yaman is defined by its Kalyan Thot parentage, its Sampurna Swara set, and above all, by the tivra madhyam, that one raised note that separates Yaman from every other rag in the tradition. Understand that note. Understand the ascending path that avoids a settled start, and you hold the structural key to one of Hindustani music's most beloved and enduring melodic frameworks.